It's not really hard to sympathize with Peter making such a daft suggestion, and it is a daft suggestion, that they should make three dwellings, or depending on the translation you read, three shelters, three tents for Jesus and Moses and Elijah. Because honestly, what would any of us find to say if we'd just witnessed the transfiguration? I'm not at all sure we'd do any better than Peter did. These three men were scared stiff, and no wonder. But the phrase that stops me cold when I read this passage, or when I hear it in church, is verse 8. Suddenly, when they looked around, they saw no one with them anymore, but only Jesus. What a thought, eh? The way it's put here, it almost sounds as though they were disappointed. Moses and Elijah had disappeared, and they were left with this familiar figure, this man they'd been following for some time, who was nothing if not charismatic. But at the same time, from their point of view, it was probably less exciting in a sense to see him than to see Moses and Elijah, just because he was familiar. They saw him every day in the most ordinary circumstances, walking around the countryside, visiting people in their homes, eating, talking to all kinds of people, not always the people that others approved of. And just because of that, they could perhaps think of him as only Jesus in the sense, oh, it's just Jesus. Yeah, but look at that word only again. It can be read as an invitation to get our priorities right. We're all distracted by all kinds of things, by our jobs, by family, community, the news, national and international, by the weather, even by a favorite show on television or a sport that we follow, baseball, football, rugby, tennis, whatever. And if we find 5 minutes now and again to see Jesus, whether in the consecrated host or in the crucifix on the wall at home or in an image that we keep in our Bible or even just in our mind's eye, if we find 5 minutes, that's all too often as far as it goes. And then we look at the people around us and all too readily we pass judgment for various reasons. Maybe they're dirty and down at heel, or they're irresponsible, or maybe they're just not our type. I know I'm guilty of that. So maybe we can reread that verse and see it as an invitation to see only Jesus in the kids kicking up a row on the bus, in the people that push in front of us at the supermarket, in the neighbor who's always complaining, in the family member that drives us mad with some sort of irritating habit. What do you say? Worth a try? Try and look at them and overcome that first negative reaction, because when we see them, we see only Jesus. And that would mean that everyone was transfigured as miraculously as Jesus was on Mount Tabor. Because when you come right down to it, there are different ways of looking and different ways of seeing. And if we look at everyone seeing only Jesus, we too will be transfigured